This is a Flavor FM live outside broadcasting presentation from the United Kingdom.
Flavor.
Watch your birthstone, you're an earth tone. I miss and need you bad, baby, come home. You want me make it happen, baby, I know. Want me to keep you happy, baby, I know. Penthouse, condo, don't know one, I'm a piano. You want me make it happen, baby, I know. I'm here to make you smile when you feel low.
Happiness, everything, my life, no stress. Fine boy, no ex. Happiness, it's a feeling. Your life, no stress.
Otutu, oh why you? Pagara see me a la koryo. Onto she ni kolon shimbio. Ejalo montan she anubi no bis. Yekwa, yekwa, ashamati.
Ogano te fomo kasabi. Makeskovi, as you can see. Abizombisa, okonju.
Is a Flavor FM live simulcast from the UK. Kopala's most loved radio station, Flavor FM, broadcasting to you live from our outside broadcasting unit.
It's Rizzo, it's Rizzo, it's Rizzo. On the mix.
It's JC Kalinks, the Bluetooth, hey, Mr. Sexy. Hey, ah, mommy, we, ah, hey, baby, yeah, ah, wakoba oko mutimane, yeah, watola oko mutimane, uwa sekelelo mutima, bebe,
no,
ah, ichibiongo chapane banga chambona, chinjita baby, sweetheart, wamona, tacha ishibana inawine na richitemwa. Deje valelo, wate mutache.
Ishibyo yungo, chapani banga chambula.
Achi baby, eh, achi baby,
Ishibyo yungo, chapani banga chambula.
Yeah, yeah, eh, ishibyo yungo.
If
you chanchi te chibyo yungo, ala fiakula.
Ma, ma, ma.
If you mutima udunda, nga chadula ya. If you chatelela,
yeah.
Skinny eka eka fie, awe chakule eka fie, ndafilo kukona, kachambona braini la shoma,
yeah.
Her body is phenomenoma, palichena na miti ndapuma, ichibiongo chapane banga chambona, chinjita baby sweetheart wamona.
chaishi bana ina wine na richite mwa deche valelo wate mutache
bishivyo ngo chapane ba
Chinjita, chileti baby baby ah, ino mutimo kufengola, yeah yeah. Na wanangwe balanjeba, ichi chena chere kutema, na ine wine na lichitema, tachaishi
leva ya
baby sweet at wa mona mwa tacha ishibana ina wine na richite mwa deche valelo wate mutache
ishibongo chapane ba
Fide fino socia e ai fila fine ungu falaka na enenda kumfalaka baby pala mamu baby mami kumfushe fiaba kumutima wande mwa
and Flavor 87.7 on the Copper Bell, 96.9 in Lusaka, 92.1 in Sulawesi. Yes, indeedy. And on Soul Online Radio right here in the UK. You know the hashtag is We Can Broadcast From Anywhere. Today we're coming to you live and in living color from WTM, of course, which is the World Tourism Market in London. That's where we are. Transmitting to the rest of the nation and, of course, around the world as well. For those of you who are tuned in, this afternoon we said, you know, we stroll in and take a look. Of course, we come to the ZTA stand. And we have the privilege, of course, and the honor of having the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, who's here, of course, Mr. Evers Van. Welcome, sir. Calling you, sir. At Bosses. At Geshkrub, in London.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's good to see you. How's it going so far? Are you enjoying your stay? I mean, I know this is nothing new to you, but, you know, I'm sure you're...
Yes, of course. Today is the first day. As you can see, it's bustling. People are just trying to really find their way.
Yeah.
But it's good that we are here again. We've been attending WTM for quite many years.
Yes, I was going to say.
As you know, UK is one of our greatest source markets. Most of the tourists come from here as well.
Yeah.
We have a long relationship bilaterally, but also the fact that, you know, Zambia, you know, was a British protectorate. We got independence in 1964. We are celebrating our 60th independence. I'm wearing Kenneth Kaunda safari suit. It would have been 100 years. So we've got great stories to tell about Zambia, and that's why we are here.
Yeah.
And our stories, basically, they start from who we are as a people, hospitable people, and we're telling the world to say, come and enjoy Zambia. We welcome you into Zambia, and we've come here with private sector who sell different products, Livingston Adventures, if you're in Livingston, many of the activities that you do, Livingston Adventures are the ones that actually do it. Whether you want a helicopter ride, you want to go and just have adventure on the Zambezi River, you know, you'll be able to enjoy that. We have also many hotels and lodges that are with us here, from South Wangwa, Lower Zambezi National Park, and also from Livingstone, from Copper Belt itself, within Lusaka. So they are all here, basically to tell the good story about Zambia.
Yeah, excellent. I was going to ask, because obviously I did a walk around and saw so many people, of course, and various companies on both sides of the stand. And I lost count. There was a point I was trying to actually count how many were from Zambia. Would you have an idea?
In terms of?
All the other exhibitors from Zambia, basically, out of Zambia, under the wing of ZTA.
Yes, so we have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 25 to 26 of them. Would have been 30, of course. Some, for one reason or the other, they denied them visas here and there.
Okay.
But it's great that private sector are driving tourism in Zambia, because, as you know, our seventh president, Dr. Hakainde Hichilema, is emphasizing the fact that private sector, they are the engine of the economy, and they need to drive the seat of this economy of Zambia, and this is why we have to bring them here. Government, for it to function, taxes come from the private sector. When somebody is running a business and is doing well, obviously you guys are the ones that pay taxes, and then government needs to function, and it needs to now provide the services that are needed for the people of Zambia, whether it's health or education. It all comes from the taxes.
Okay.
The private sector has to be given an enabling environment where they can be able to prosper. And one of the enabling environments that we create as government is to bring them to world travel market, where they interact with, you know, buyers from here, the trade from here, the media from here. And when they are basically communicating to one another, obviously transactions start to happen, and when transactions happen, business basically gets better, and then we can be able to get our taxes. So our role is basically to bring the parties together so that they can be able to transact. But Zambia's story has to be told to the world, because we want the world to come to Zambia, and platforms like this, they are the ones that we basically come and tell the stories, our culture, you know, our offerings, everything that is about Zambia, even the food, so gastronomy, tourism, the kapenta, the bukabuka, the nshima, uwamale, nobuatute, everything, wakamwiwa, everybody has to know. Ipalala, shako, chesha, kisarula, chisense, all that. They have to know that Zambia has to offer that.
I actually was saying that.
As you know, people are very conscious about their health now. And we're getting back to the days where, you know, where we associated Katapanobu Chushi. Now, it's associated with health.
Healthy. It's healthy lifestyle. It's living.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what I was going to ask.
You have to name for the AI so.
No.
Wawa, Tente, and all those things. Kavansa, you have to go and get and just get to eat the food.
I was telling my colleague here from Sunline Radio, I was telling him, boy, at by next year, tukabe ready. Vakati peroku fesamu apari chimney. Tukese mkwipiko obwadi for everyone else. We were talking about that earlier. Like, I think that's our plan for next year. We need a restaurant in here. We need a Mateveto style. Yeah. A Mateveto style kitchen in here, I'm telling you. Yeah. Let's sell the food of Zambia. Especially, like you said, speaking about the healthy lifestyle. And that's what everyone is doing these days, especially with eating traditional foods. I mean, that's an excellent point.
Sure.
That in itself alone could, I'm telling you, is a sect already within tourism. That's it. We'll just sell that. It's part of health and lifestyle.
Yeah.
But thank you. You've taken the words right out of my mouth. So you've covered quite a few points. So you're here for the next 2 days as well, yes?
Okay. Yes, we are here. Of course, we are here for three food days.
Yes.
But we'll be interacting again. Our private sector will make sure that they interact with their colleagues who come here, because the whole world has basically convened here, and it's important that we give them that opportunity to be able to network, to really exchange notes about their business and other people's businesses, and also to make sure that they link with other regions within Southern Africa, because they are also here, so that they can cross sell and be able also to mouth sell, because it's important that what Zambia has, it also basically gives it away to the others. And you know, when tourists travel long haul trips, they need to experience more than one country. So this is why we want Southern Africa as a block is sold, Kaza as a block is sold, but also just within Zambia, as you know, it's blessed. It's linked basically to 8 other neighboring countries. So we are centrally located, and we have to use that positioning far much better to say you can come to Zambia and visit other 8 neighboring countries, and you experience Africa in a manner that you've never experienced before. So going beyond one country, Zambia is offering that basically product. So it's good that we are here with other countries, and glad to talk to you guys. You know, online at so online radio. Okay, so online radio.
Yeah.
And also Flavor FM, we love you in on the Copper Belt here. When a copper I want your co.
Thank you.
Shani.
Adishani.
Okay.
No. So that's thank great. You for this. Thank you for taking your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Evans Wahanga there, who of course is the PS, Minister of Tourism, joining us right here at WTM. So what we're going to do is we'll go back to some music, take a quick break, and then we'll be speaking to someone else after this. We've got about 2 more interviews, and then I think we want to speak to one of the exhibitors as well, and then we'll be crossing back to the studio in Kitwe after this. It is Coppola's most loved radio station, hanging out with So Online Radio. That's what we're doing. We are at WM, which is the world, of course, tourism market here. Zambia Tourism Agency Stand is where we are. Lots of exhibitors from Zambia. You've heard 26. It could have been about 30, but we have about 26 of them. So it's a fantastic show for us to see this. And we're more than happy to be here. So that's it, man. We continue. More music after this as we continue on Coppola's Most Loved and So Online Radio, hanging out with Gesh and the one and only Sniper.
Flavor FM on 87.7 on the Copper Belt, 92.1 in Solwezi, and 96.9 in Lusaka. The station that other radio stations listen to.
Mama Benzina, Mama Shoni, Alina Tumana Kasivi, Opuzila Nakata. on. Wamanga bwanji manyumba ya. Baby hold on. Mukazi wa mucho sakuti o wa mauyo. Yeja benzi ni nagola. Manjo ni ni namanga. Nagasi ni napanga.
Yeso chini ba, so chini ba. Nagula nyumba kufoketi. Aleba hanga ni azungu. Nalama zanga ni za chizungu. So chini ba, so chini ba. Nagula nyumba kufoketi. Aleba hanga ni azungu. Nalama zanga ni za chizungu.
The international broadcast by Flavor FM.
And I've been living fast life, but I see it in slow. Oh no, and you see my lifestyle, I got G's in the double. See many people there outside where they feed man's oboe. Oh no, and me a standing defender like Joseph Yobo. My girl say she want Netflix and chill, yeah. So I chatty get if I'm warning, yeah. If you fall in love, Kelly satin, yeah. You go to breakfast, I'm not capping, yeah. Can you see dripple, I'm not catching, yeah. I'm not faking this, no fugazi, yeah. You see these feelings, I'm not catching, yeah. I'm a quest and fit, I just want it.
Happiness, yeah. If I broke, now my business, yeah. I'ma show you, you go right. All I care for the night. If I broke, now my business. I shall know you go back to. All I care for the night.
SSC, if you be the reason why your baba wanna jealous me. If you wanna take I'm serious, I do thought speed. No fit to resonate, I'm on a different frequency. I don't think it's necessary. I'll be done with that somebody that could do like me. Man, I be like Musala coming off the right wing. I call to your defender, you no need to tell me. I'm a horse, finesse. You know, send me, I'm a snap. Kale, I go carry go. Me, I got money past you. If you're not careful, finesse. You know, send me a must net. Okay, let go, carry go. If me, I got money past you. If you're not careful,
finesse. If I broke, now my business. I'ma show you, you go bright. All I care for the night. Finesse. If I broke, now my business. I'ma show you, you go bright. All I care for the night. If I broke, now my business. I'm a shine, you go right. All I care for the night. Happiness. If I broke, now my business. I'm a shine, you go right. All I care for the night.
To the Makulayo. Am I fair, Johnny? Someone. Am I fair, Johnny?
This is a Flavor FM live simulcast from the UK.
Thank you.
Like we said, live and in living color today from the UK. WTM is where we are this afternoon. World Tourism Market. And a little earlier, we were talking to the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism. And we've had a couple of other people come through as well, including our own, you know, Excellency High Commissioner to the UK, Ms. Chechema Zoka, who's also here. Seen her walking through and talking to exhibitors as well. And I think we're supposed to be speaking to the CEO for Zambia Tourism Agency as well, Mr. Matongo Matamwandi, who's also with us here. I've been seeing them having a few meetings and whatnot, so I think he's coming through. And then after this, towards the wrap-up for the end of the day, we've got some, you know, we've got a networking cocktail as well. And Flavor and Soul Online are partaking in Orange Juice. So, yes, that's what's happening. I'm waiting for Oscar from Soul Online to come back. He's having a little chat with someone else as we record this. Wanted to speak to one of the exhibitors, actually. I've seen a few officials from the embassy, you know, from the High Commission, but it'd be good to speak to one of the exhibitors. There's so many. I don't want to look like I'm favoring someone. I'm seeing names that look familiar, you know, company names. I'm seeing some from the Copper Belt, so I start deviating towards that. But I've seen some companies from as far as Lower Zambezi and other places like that. So, but all in all, a good networking event and a good opportunity to sell Zambia to the rest of the world. And they said the UK is one of the biggest, I think, suppliers of clients that come through, of course, on holiday to Zambia. So he's looking forward to that. let's see, where is he? Okay, so Mr. Soul Online Radio. Mr. Soul Online Radio. come through then. That's it. Yeah, please give him the mic there. Let's take that one, and you will take that one. Yeah, so let's try the mic and see how loud it is. Can I hear your projection? I want to hear how loud you are. I want to hear you say something. I want to hear how loud you are.
Okay, I'm gonna hear what you asked me.
There you go. I can hear you. Okay, I know with all this.
How will I hear what you ask me?
I'm going to give you my headphones.
Are you going to give me headphones?
Yes. So, let's do that. So, okay, now you can just put those on nice, loud and clear. So, if you just put those on, there you go. So, Mr. Dan Brink, who is a board chairperson of Zambia Tourism Agency, is sitting with us over here. And I saw you sitting at the Livingstone's Adventures desk from Victoria Falls, right? So are you representing both?
I am indeed, yes. I'm the owner of a company called Livingston Adventures, and we're based in Livingston, and I'm also the chairman of the Zambian Tourism Agency.
Yeah.
So yes, I present both.
How many times have you attended WTM? Because I imagine you have a couple of times.
I think this is number 24 to number 25.
Oh, wow. No, impressive. And looking at the number of exhibitors, I mean, especially from our country, from Zambia and all of that, are you impressed by the turnout and the participation as well?
Well, absolutely. You know, I must tell you that the most people that have been, we are 25 exhibitors. We could have been 35, but we couldn't get a bigger stand. Last year we were 22 exhibitors, and the previous record was 16.
Ah, that there
should,
you go.
That should tell you everything. I mean, it's and this is only WTM, and all the other travel shows we see exactly the same uptake from private sector.
Okay, I picked up on something that the Permanent Secretary made reference to, because it's one of the first things I was talking about to my colleague here. I was saying, I hope we're not operating in isolation, and I hope we're looking at creating synergies with the neighboring countries so that Zambia can be sold as part of a package with the others. What's your view on that as well?
Well, I think it's a very good question. You would know in June this year, we had the UN Brand Africa Summit in Livingston that was hosted by Zambia. And I think this is what we need to do. You know, we need to tell the world about Brand Africa. There is synergy, but, you know, our first priority is to look after our own first. And we look after Zambia, but there are synergy with our neighboring countries, and we work very closely together with them.
Excellent. Thank you. And thank you for giving us a couple of your minutes. And enjoy the rest of the networking.
Nice meeting you guys.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Dan Brink there, of course, representing both the Zambia Tourism Agency as a... You need to take a picture. Okay. Need to take a picture. Photo op with the headphones on. Mr. Dan Brink is the board chairperson, but also representing Livingston Adventures from Victoria Falls in Zambia. Of course, attending WTM as well. So thanks for that. Okay, it is Coppola's most loved radio station. Indeed, it is Flavor FM and So Online Radio in collaboration. Thank you. In collaboration as a... I'm sure you can hear this networking. The party is starting now, so it's going to be a bit of a tough one to do this. But I think we've got a couple of more minutes. Oscar, do you think we're going to get a chance to interview the CEO? The CEO of ZTN? One, two, I don't know if we will.
Hello.
It's on.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so I think we'll be crossing back very, very shortly because the networking cocktail has obviously started, and there'll be a microphone that will now be going over and above my volume as well.
Good but evening. Good
I'm
evening.
I'm sure you can hear that. Anyway, it's
Welcome
been a pleasure.
To the Zambian tourists,
as
Zambia
usual,
fans.
As Coppola's most loved. Let's listen to what is being said for a second before we cross
I'm
back.
Waiting.
All right.
Hello. Thank you. Good evening and welcome. We are now starting our event. And to start, I'll just go through the protocols and we follow through the program and then begin to network. I'd like to recognize the presence of the Permanent Secretary, Mr. Evans Mhanga, Minister of Tourism, Zambia, who is leading the delegation from Zambia on behalf of the Minister of Tourism, Honorable Rodney Sikumba. We also have High Commissioner of the Republic of Zambia to the United Kingdom, Her Excellency Machenje Cheche Mazoka. We have also the Board Chairman of Zambia Tourism Agency, Mr. Dan Brink, and also the Chief Executive Officer of Zambia Tourism Agency, Mr. Matongo Matamwandi. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zambia Tourism Networking event. To begin, I will call upon the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Matamwandi, to give his remarks. Mr. Matongo, please. Thank you.
Okay. Good evening. I think we are already in the party mode. We've done enough business, so I'm not going to give any speech, just to welcome you to Zambia in the UK. And please have fun and enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
CEO, that was so quick. Under a minute. Wow. A big round of applause for the CEO. Next, I'll call upon the High Commissioner, Her Excellency Machenje Mazoka. After she speaks, she will call upon the Permanent Secretary, Minister of Tourism, Mr. Evans Mhanga, because protocol demands that. I cannot call upon the PS, but the High Excellency will do it for me. Over to you, Your Excellency.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a good market. Thank you so much again for visiting the Zambia stand and for being with us today. For those of you who are visiting Zambia for the first time, meaning here, welcome. For those of you who have not visited Zambia physically, please be sure to engage with all of our participants so that you can learn more about our beautiful country. And for those of you who want to learn more about Zambia after the market, please come and visit us at the High Commission, because there you will learn everything about Zambia, how to invest, how to visit, and then how to engage with us deeper. So without further ado, due to protocol, I would love to introduce to you our Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, who will give you much more a flavorful welcome of what we're doing today. Thank you all.
Thank you,
Your Excellency, Madam High Commissioner, in the UK here, representing Zambia, our beautiful country, and the protocols, I think my lady here has actually gone through. We have the CEO, Mr. Matongo Matamwandi, with our chairperson for the board of ZTA, Mr. Danny Brink. And let me recognize, also I think if you can come here, because this is our new CMO for the Zambia Tourism Agency. He was studying here for his master's, so we've told him you've finished your master's, so can you come and put into practice what you have learnt in the UK? So Humphrey is our new CMO. He's joined us at ZTA. So you know him, and he'll be with you. And let me recognize everybody else that has come with me from Zambia, private sector that are here, selling our beautiful country, Zambia. We are here basically to make sure that you know what Zambia has to offer. You know, they will tell you in their own stories, private sector, what they are selling. We have, for example, Livingstone Adventures here. All the adventure issues that you want to do while in Livingstone, whether you want to be in the helicopter ride, to be able to see the falls from the air, you can be able to do that. Whether you want just to have fun along the river itself, on the Zambezi River, or you want to actually swim in the Devil's Pool, they'll be able to take you there. So there is much more that we can be able to offer. But as Her Excellency has said, Zambia is simply a beautiful country with 72 ethnic tribes. That's who we are, Zambians. We live in peace, in harmony. We are 60 years, so if you see a badge wearing like this, 60 years of our independence. We got independence in 1964, and we are actually celebrating 60 years. And I'm wearing a safari suit. This is like the Kenneth Kaunda safari suit with my colleagues here. This is how our first president used to dress. He would have been 100 years today. So we were celebrating KK at 100. He's an iconic leader. And why we celebrate him? Because the peace that we enjoy in Zambia, he's basically the one who had pushed the One Zambia, One Nation slogan for all the people to live in unity, to live in harmony, and be able to be where we are today. Our role as government is to be able to create an enabling environment for private sector when they come here at World Travel Market to interact with other buyers, the media, to be able to know much more about Zambia. And we are a blessed nation surrounded by 8 other African countries. So if you want to have an experience more than just Zambia, to be able to connect or to link to other countries, Zambia is the best destination for you. The same way you are enjoying, it's just 2 hours away, you are in South Africa, you know, we are showing you how we are as neighbors. So from here you can sample. You go to South Africa, it's just 2 hours when you are flying. But we are showing you that South Africa is also in close proximity with Zambia. And you see the diversity that we have and the similarities in terms of our culture as African people. So we are here to enjoy ourselves, really. Private sector, as Our Excellency has said, they are here to show you different products and services that they offer, how you can get to Zambia and be able to enjoy Zambia, whether you are an ardent lover of wildlife. We have 20 national parks in Zambia and 36 game management areas. So the whole land of 750,000 square kilometers of Zambia, 33% of that is protected areas in terms of national parks and actually game management areas, and 2 bird sanctuaries that are there. So around this time, if you want to go and see the Kasankara National Park, where bat migration happens, if you look through the whole cloud, you'll see those fruit bats like you've never seen before. It happens in Zambia. In Zambia, we have the second largest migration of wildebeest.
after Tanzania. We are the second in Western Province there in Liuwa National Park. You can be able to experience 50,000 of them. You can be able to see them, you know, just hovering around there. So we celebrate that. And where we get the name Zambia from, the Zambezi River itself. It is a river that starts in Zambia and passes through the five countries in Africa before it comes down to South Africa and pours its waters in the Indian Ocean. So that river plays a very critical role. So in Kaza, we have five countries, and we are saying the rivers of life, they are all around Kaza. So please, if you want to visit and see wildlife in its pristine areas, and even when you visit Lower Zambezi National Park, South Ruangwa National Park, you'll be able to have an experience when you are doing your game drive without actually converging to see a lion, so many vehicles just wanting to see a lion. So you can actually have a very good experience only in Zambia. So please, if you've never visited Zambia, as Her Excellency said, visit one of the stands that we have here while we are here at WTM. They will be able to give you a synopsis of what Zambia has to offer. If you want to come to Zambia, please, again, come to Zambia. We have also Kafue National Park. I've seen African parks there. They are our partner in Kafue National Park. Mwamfunshi, they are in Kafue National Park, and many more players there. Kafue National Park is also a huge park for us. It's 22,000 square kilometers as well. The second largest national park. So you'll be able to see it there. And when you want to invest, please visit our mission here. They'll tell you about Zambia's investment opportunities. There's a lot that I can tell you about Zambia if you want to invest. But we've made it also easier for those who are traveling to come to invest. No visa required if you are from the UK, Europe, the GCC, and even in Asia, some of the countries, you don't need a visa. But most of you, if you need a visa on arrival, we can be able to arrange that visa. So we've made it easier for everybody else to come and invest into Zambia. So there are many, many opportunities that are there. And I would just like to welcome you. So we are not here for long speeches, but as you interact, as you eat some of the kebabs and many other things from Zambia, please, at the mission, I think we are going to also have a taste of gastronomy tourism for the Zambian food. Chikanda, tute, you know, the roasted groundnuts, we call it imbalala. You can be able to actually come and sample our food and the nshima, different varieties of nshima, whether it's breakfast, roller meal, sorghum meal, you can be able to enjoy that. And also we do it as a drink, munkoyo, mavisi, name it, you'll be able to enjoy Zambia at its best. So please, welcome to Zambia Stand. Let's interact. Let's know much more about Zambia, and we are here. If you want to engage us, you'll be able to know a lot about our country. So we are here to celebrate with all of you, and we just want to thank you for honoring our invitation, and also to thank especially the private sector that we've flown with all the way to come and tell the story about Zambia. Let's enjoy ourselves, and thank you for your attention.
Thank you, PS. To great networking, it begins now. The buffet is ready. Thank you.
There you go. So networking begins now. You've heard that.
This is a Flavor F.
And on so online radio, this is what we do. And then we'll be checking out. Let's just have some more before we wrap up and close the show in about 4 or 5 minutes.
This is a Flavor FM live outside broadcasting presentation from the United Kingdom. We'll be right back.
moje kwa imwe finabwela Finabwela moje kwa imwe bajirungu
Outside Broadcasting Transmission on 87.7 on the Copper Belt, 96.9 in Lusaka, and 92.1 in Sulawesi, rest of the world. Download the Flavor FM app.